I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder, saying, "Come and see."
Noise of Thunder Radio with Christian J. Pinto.
Okay, praise the Lord, you guys, and welcome. I'm Chris Pinto. This is Noise of Thunder Radio. Today in the show, we're going to talk about Islam in Sweden and how this could be a warning to the United States, to our country here today, especially with this current election imminent on the horizon. And depending on which polls you believe, you have some who are predicting that the victory of Hillary Clinton is imminent because supposedly she's significantly ahead of Donald Trump, we're being told, in the Electoral College map and this kind of thing. Others are saying that the polls, the media polls, are rigged and that they've been using doctored up polls and this kind of thing, and that Trump is most likely ahead. I mean, it is a mass of confusion. We really need to be in prayer for the direction of our country because there's much at stake with this election. But with that, we've also got to remember, I mean, in reading the writings of some pre-American Revolution ministers and teachers and so on, it is incredible to me their faith when they could see an imminent conflict on the horizon. And some of them thought, well, there's no way around it. This is going to happen because of the sins of our nation. It's our own sins that has brought this on. And this is God's judgment, but he's going to deliver his people through it all. I mean, just remarkable faith. And I think that's the kind of faith that we should have, brethren. The Bible tells us that God always causes us to triumph in Christ. And so that's the key. Now, part of the reason I wanted to talk about Sweden is Sweden has become a country. I mean, Sweden has a marvelous Christian history to it. And the king of Sweden, the former king of Sweden, during the 30 Years' War, Gustavus Adolphus, a great Christian hero. I've talked about him on the program before. He was a great Christian hero, defending the gospel across Europe with his armies, and battling against the Catholic League led by the Jesuits who were trying to completely annihilate Protestantism across Europe. And it was Adolphus who went out and was just a great champion, but he saw himself defending the place of the gospel and the preaching of the Word of God, according to the Bible, throughout Europe. And he was the king of Sweden. Now today, centuries later, we find the country of Sweden being practically plundered by the globalists and their immigration scheme, where they have flooded the country with all of these Muslims that have created these Islamic no-go zones. Sweden is said to be the rape capital of the world, which is a very disturbing thought, but it's something that is talked about. I mean, I've just heard this repeatedly. You can go online, look up the articles and the stories and so on. There is a number of stories about the situation in Sweden that, stories that have been posted this year throughout 2016. Let me just read you some headlines here. One of them, "The Death of the Most Generous Nation on Earth." The death of the most generous nation on earth. And of course, it's a reference to Sweden. Yeah, the subtitle is "The Death of the Most Generous Nation on Earth." Little Sweden has taken in far more refugees per capita than any country in Europe, but in doing so, it's tearing itself apart. Another headline, "Sweden buckling under Muslim immigration." Then another article on "The End of a Nation." losing Sweden forever because they've taken in so many Muslims, a completely different culture that is very hostile to Christianity. So much so now that there's a new article talking about how in Sweden they are not permitting anyone to hang the Christmas lights on the street lights and this kind of thing because they're concerned it will offend the Muslims. People are saying they're capitulating now to Islam by not having a public presence of Christmas. Why? Well, of course, because the Muslims know that Christians believe that Jesus is the Son of God. And Christmas is a celebration of that. And of course, that's an offense to Islam. Then you've got another website called Why I Left Sweden, and you can go to that website, a former Swede left, and of course, a lot of it had to do with the situation with immigration. Other articles, Sweden today is a lost country. Sweden to become a third world country by 2030, according to UN. Why? Because they're basically importing a third world population with a third world mentality. They have all the savagery and all the barbarity of uncivilized countries where they've normalized things. They've normalized barbaric behavior, rape, smashing, burning things, blowing things up, all the rest of it. That's what you get when you have countries that are not based upon the principles of civilization, which come from Christianity and the Bible. Christianity and the Bible. We've talked about on this program before the book by Otto Scott, The Great Christian Revolution, where he essentially goes over the history of how Christianity changed the world over the last 2,000 years by the preaching of the gospel, by the upholding of the laws of God into all the countries where it went, and as a result, the old, very savage pagan practices, which often involved human sacrifice, the enslavement of women and children, the abuse of innocent people, etc., these things were systematically put aside. Now, it's not obviously we know that Christian countries are not flawless, they're not without their own failings and so on, but we're able to recognize their failings because of the laws of God. Through God's law comes the knowledge of sin. That's how we recognize sin. But when you have countries that don't have the laws of God, they don't understand sin from a biblical perspective. And that's the problem we're dealing with right now in our country and in the Western world. They want to get rid of the Bible. They want to get rid of the Word of God. And then they want to say that nobody really knows what right and wrong is. I was talking to somebody the other day who works as an engineer, and he's from my generation. He's in his 50s. And he was talking about working with young people who have graduated college here in the past 5 years. And many of these people coming out of college, they don't know what they believe. And they say things, according to him now, they say things like, well, I'm not sure what is right or wrong. And I don't know that necessarily that you can really say that something like gay marriage is wrong. I don't really know. And they have all of this postmodern uncertainty about how there are no absolutes. And all of this has been a very deliberate attack on Christianity in our country and throughout the West. It's to break down the historic moral boundaries in Western countries, and that opens the door now to all these alternative beliefs and practices. Because what they're doing, brethren, if you know history, this business with the bringing in sodomy and transgenderism, these are practices that date back to the ancient world. Go and read the commentaries in the Old Testament, the days of King Josiah, when the Sodomites had built up their houses alongside the temple in Jerusalem. And the Sodomites are believed to have been known as the Galilee, and they worshipped some goddess. And they had a ceremony where they would castrate themselves and then adorn themselves in these feminine garments and run throughout the city and this kind of thing. It was effectively a transgender ceremony where they transformed themselves from a man into a woman, supposedly, right? Into a female. Now they're going to become like the goddess. Of course, that's not really what happens. They just mutilate themselves and they mar the creation that was created by God, the creature that was created by God. God made them to be men, but they don't want to be men. They fancy themselves to be women. So these practices now, the progressive movement telling us that they're leading us into some new horizon, this is not a new horizon. This is a retrograde motion going backward in time, going back in history and resurrecting old paganism. That's what this is. And Islam has enshrined within its belief system the savagery and the barbarity of the old pagan world. Because you read about what the Muslims do, going like ISIS right now, going into a town, slaughtering everybody, taking the men out, slaughtering them, enslaving the women and children and this kind of thing, turning the women into sex slaves, etc. This is what ancient pagan tribes would do whenever they would go and invade another tribe. They did the same thing, not just the Muslims. Now, the thing, of course, that's very unique about Islam in this regard is that Islam turned all of this pagan savagery into a belief system because of Muhammad and then those who were his followers after him. They built on his initial teachings and they developed Sharia law and all of the tenets of Islam that have been handed down for 1400 years now. And this, they've had, with their savagery, historically, they've had great success. Great success invading one country after another, after another, after another, for more than 1,000 years. Now they're using the immigration jihad called Hijra to systematically invade the countries of the West. But the question is, why is this happening, brethren? Why is it happening? That's the real question. Why is God permitting this to happen? That's the question that we should be asking. And I believe that's the question that God wants the people in these Western countries to be asking. Why is this happening? That when these kinds of afflictions come upon a nation, upon a people, the people should be seeking the Lord. This is why I've gone over Isaiah chapter 1. You read Isaiah chapter 1. God is saying to the children of Israel, you've got strangers in your country devouring your own country right in front of you. This is what's happening. Why? Because you have corrupted your faith, you've corrupted your worship, etc. In other words, they've turned away, they've turned their hearts away from God. They turn their hearts away from God. All right, let's go to our commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk more right after this.
Adullam Films presents an exciting new documentary, Bridge to Babylon, part 3 in an award-winning series on the untold history of the Bible. Dr. Jack Moorman calls it a masterful presentation of what is the single most important issue facing Christians today, the defense of the Bible as the Word of God. Why was the Bible changed in 1881? Why have so many churches abandoned biblical inerrancy? And what direction are scholars taking the scriptures today? Learn the truth in Bridge to Babylon, the sequel to A Lamp in the Dark and Tares Among the Wheat. Bridge to Babylon is now available at noiseofthunderradio.com. That's noiseofthunderradio.com.
Noise of Thunder Radio.
Okay, we are back. Praise the Lord, you guys. I'm Chris Pinto. This is Noise of Thunder Radio. Thanks for staying with the show today. We've been talking about what is happening in the country of Sweden, how the country is experiencing really the decline of Sweden. There are people who are talking about how Sweden as a country will be lost indefinitely, some say forever, because of the flood of Islamic immigrants that are that have flooded already into that country, really changing the culture and creating problems there that the historically Christian Swedes are not used to dealing with. And Sweden has been called the most generous country in the world, etc. Here's another article from September 24th, not that long ago, where it says Swedish police admit losing control of 55 no-go zones. And these are your Islamic no-go areas where Muslims basically set up Sharia zones and they tell all the non-Muslims, you can't come in here. And they do this now in the country of Sweden. They've done this in France for years. They've done it in other countries across Europe. And this is what happens. Now, the reason this is important to us, brethren, is because this is the direction that Hillary Clinton, if she's elected, God forbid, but if she's elected president of the United States, she makes it into the White House, this is the direction she wants to take our country. And she'll use all the same arguments that they are using in Western Europe, that we have to be tolerant, we have to be inclusive, we need to embrace, you know, we need to increase the number of Muslim refugees coming into America, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And anybody who opposes will be called a racist and a bigot and on and on and on. This is the direction she wants to go, she and the Democrats and the globalists. Now, just to review part of this story, it says, quote, police in Sweden continue to lose control of more suburbs in major Swedish cities as they have now admitted that there are more than 55 no-go areas where they have major problems enforcing the law. According to a new report, crime rates are rising sharply in the no-go areas with police unable to react to crimes. Cases of thefts, sexual assaults, and gang violence are rising, and Sweden's top police authority notes the significant increase of migration in the past year and the number of crimes committed have seen a parallel rise. Okay, so it is, here's another part of the same article. This is a Breitbart article. It says, Sweden has become so violent and unstable in these areas that even migrants from war-torn countries like Somalia are considering returning to their own countries. One migrant who fled Somalia 20 years ago said simply that Sweden was a war zone. Sweden was a war zone. Now, why is this happening? Why is this happening to Sweden? Why is it happening in other countries in Western Europe? And why is our country moving in that direction? Why? I believe, brethren, this comes down to the gospel. It comes down to the defense of the gospel. What's happening? I mean, the reformers, the early church in the first century, was able to turn the world upside down through the preaching of the gospel. And I believe this happened yet a second time with the Great Reformation, when the Bible was recovered and then it began to be published throughout Europe and then eventually throughout the world, and again the world was turned upside down. But you think about what has happened to the Western world since the Reformation, since the publishing of the Word of God, etc. Now, through the 20th century, this militant atheism, this secular humanism, etc., has systematically taken hold and been destroying the Christian heritage and history of the Western world. We've watched it here in America, but the situation is much worse in Western Europe, from what I am told, from stories I've read, from what I hear from missionaries in that part of the world and so on. That is worse even than what we've got going on in this country. But let's look at what Peter says in his second epistle, 2 Peter. where he's talking about false teachers. And he says, "For when they speak great swelling words of vanity, they allure through the lusts of the flesh, through much wantonness, those that were clean escaped from them who live in error. While they promise them liberty, they themselves are the servants of corruption." And that's how I see this whole secular humanist movement. They're always talking about liberty and being free, but what do they want to be free from? They want to be free, typically, from Christianity and from the moral boundaries that God has set forth for mankind. It says they promise them liberty, but they themselves, while they promise them liberty, they themselves are the servants of corruption. For of whom a man is overcome, of the same he is brought into bondage. As Jesus said, well, Jesus says in John chapter 8 and verse 34, he says, "Whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin." So that seems to be the context of what Peter's referring to. So of whom a man is overcome, of the same he is brought into bondage. And then he says, verse 20, Peter, "Now for if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein and overcome, the latter end is worse with them than the beginning. For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than after they have known it to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them." And then he says, "But it has happened unto them according to the true proverb, the dog is turned to his own vomit again, and the sow that was washed to her wallowing in the mire." That is, I believe, perhaps a picture of what's happening to Christianity in the West. The gospel has been preached. I mean, you understand, Christianity was the standard for centuries in the schools, the universities, the governments, etc. However imperfectly, it was the standard. It was openly proclaimed that these are Christian countries dedicated to Christ. Again, without debating how accurate they were, because we know that they were not perfect, but nevertheless, the Word of God was proclaimed and preached. But what happens if after the gospel is given, it's received, it's accepted, etc., then the nation turns away from it? Well, just as an individual, as it is with an individual person who turns away, their last end is worse than the first. I believe the same is true of a nation, of a country. And so as Peter says, it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness. But you see, that's what's at stake here, brethren. Because many of these countries are not willing to stand up for Christianity. They're not willing to stand up and say that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life, and that no man comes unto the Father but by Him. They're not willing to denounce Allah as a pagan idol. They're not willing to do that because of all the political correctness and the falsehoods, the lies of the ecumenical movement, trying to blend all religions into one and the same thing. Because of that, Christians are standing down and they're not standing up for the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That's the problem. And I believe, brethren, that these countries and our country, right here in the United States, if we stand boldly for the gospel, I believe God will deliver us from the hands of our enemies eventually, one way or the other. How it will happen, the Lord knows. But I believe He will. And I believe the same is true of these countries in Western Europe. Just as it was the gospel and the preaching of the Word of God that put an end to the Dark Age and ushered in a modern era of freedom. And I think many blessings upon God's people in the West. But I think what's happened is the Western world has largely turned away from its Christian heritage. And I think if there is any salvation for these countries, if there's any salvation for America, with all the problems that we're facing, it's going to be through the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, brethren. It's going to be through the Word of God and by the power of God. All right, brethren, that is going to do it for us today. That is our show. We'll stop it there, but we will be back next time as the Lord leads us. Until then, God bless you guys. I'm Chris Pinto, and you've been listening to Noise of Thunder Radio.